You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out with you this morning, 11 minutes past nine.
And Simo, lots of people working from home at the moment. And that goes for TV journalists as well.
Yeah, that's it. You got to look good in camera inside your own home. Turns out they've all got their lighting rigs in the living room and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, so they're all having to do their reports from home via either using a video call or just recording them from home and sending them in. But a couple have got caught out because they haven't quite realised sort of what's in the background of their shot.
Yeah, the age-old one is that reporter sitting at his desk having a chat, and then the toddler comes in through the back door.
And that was pre-COVID-19 as well.
That was pre-COVID-19.
But, like, just yesterday we were mentioning there was a reporter on an American TV show that wasn't wearing any pants and didn't realise that below his waist was visible.
Put on and some just, slacks.
Just had his undies on.
Was he British?
He was American.
Oh, yeah. Trust him.
I remember, I think it was last week or something, a female journalist was doing a piece to camera, didn't realise there was a mirror behind her. Yeah. That mirror, the reflection, was of the bathroom where her husband was having a shower.
Yep.
And we saw everything.
Appendages were seen.
However, now, a Spanish TV news anchor has been caught cheating on his wife because he was doing a piece to camera before a semi-naked, quote, semi-naked woman walked through his live video call.
I mean, the Spanish are like that. You know, they have siestas. They have paella. It's all very loosey-goosey over there.
Is it?
I don't know. Never been.
Never been either. viewers watching this realise that's not the reporter's girlfriend because the girlfriend, his girlfriend in question was actually a star of the Spanish version of Big Brother, so she's semi-well-known.
Hell.
You go, hang on, that's not her.
That's
someone else who was later identified as a fellow journalist.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to make it big. Get more screen time.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, that's one way of getting more screen time, yes.
Yeah, well, you know.
So, Simo, kind of, you happy? You glad that we don't do a visual medium?
I don't know. I reckon it'd be fun at the moment.
Well, just to broadcast from home?
Yeah.
Look, I reckon it would be, but you definitely, I mean,
you got to check your rear vision mirror, though. Like, I mean, what's behind you?
I mean, one good thing about being a TV journalist and being able to record in a studio is that there's very little chance of someone walking completely naked behind you. Well, actually, I say that. I've seen a couple of clips on YouTube of people recording, like, out in the open. Not necessarily true.
What did he do? Did he shut the... Well, like, did they shut the interview down? What happened?
No. So he just continues on.
He's like, did
The woman walks off and we're just continuing on with it, thinking now, maybe this was just a dream.
Now I'm going to throw to Elise with the weather or like...
Now I'm going to throw to my fellow reporter. Oh, she's behind me.
Oh, hello.
Didn't expect to see you there.
Simo and Jordan.
The fray over my head this morning, Snow FM. Simo, Jordan as well. 22 minutes gone on your 9 o'clock for your Friday. And growing up, did you have like a kind of an iconic female celebrity that really stood out to you, Jordan?
Iconic as in I had a crush on her?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Or just iconic as in another way.
As a little Jordan, you're like, wow.
Miss Katy Perry was the first name that immediately springs to mind.
Katie, so you're a little bit later on than I am. You're a bit more reasonably modern, I guess you'd say.
That's how I describe myself to my friends.
And
Jordan,
tastes.
I'm reasonably modern. I've got an iPhone.
He's got a new book coming out, Modern Man.
Well, hang on, no, it wouldn't be on a book. It wouldn't be a book if I was modern. It'd be on a Kindle.
E-book.
Or an audio book or something like that.
The reason I bring it up is because at a young age, mine was, as was many 90s kids, was the Britney Spears, right? Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Britney, and she is unbelievable because it turns out she's back in the gym and she's been letting everyone know about it via social media.
So is this what she's been getting up to in lockdown and in isolation?
Absolutely.
All right.
Here is what she's been doing.
Hi, guys. I'm in my gym right now. I haven't been in here for like 6 months because I burnt my gym down, unfortunately. I had two candles and, yeah, one thing led to another and I burned it down.
Okay.
I love that there's no details.
I know. So She had two candles.
Yep.
One thing led to another.
I burnt it down.
And now it's burnt down.
Yep.
And this was 6 months ago.
Mm.
Why did we hear about this 6 months ago?
I think we should start a trend, like one thing led to another.
And I was going to say, I think we should start a trend of putting candles everywhere. No.
No, none of that. But I think it has kind of, because I feel like poor Britney's been a bit irrelevant for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Well, we talked about it, I think it was last week or the week before, perhaps. She was boasting that she can apparently run 100 metres in, like, 5 seconds or something, which would make her pretty much doubly as fast as Usain Bolt. I don't think that's true.
I think these things have kind of opened up Britney to maybe a new career path. I'm thinking that she should star in, like, horror kind of thriller films.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, she's burning down gyms, she's super fast. So if you can just imagine, right?
Are you imagining that Britney Spears is some kind of evil genius?
Or some kind of, like, evil, maniacal, super quick zombie that burns buildings to the ground. I'll take you to that place, Jordan.
Yeah.
It's dark. You're in a gym. You can't see anything.
Just side note, you know me.
Never
be in a gym.
No, but you're there this time.
Okay, but right. I thought it was the buffet. I turned left instead of right.
All of a sudden, a single candle lights up in the middle of the gym. It's Britney Spears.
If you just leave it there, it's certainly a shock.
And then you just hear,
"It's Britney, bitch."
Isn't that terrifying?
And then she lights another candle. One thing leads to another. And the fire brigade get called.
And it burns down.
It's Simo and Jordan. This is being
awesome. Macklemore there, the thrift shop, Simo and Jordan, right here with you, Snow FM for your Friday.
And Simo, I want to talk about a bizarre Guinness World Record that has been broken. Obviously, a lot of people at home at the moment perhaps getting a tad bored, looking for things to do.
Yeah.
I reckon this is what has happened here. A 43-year-old guy in Idaho in America has broken the Guinness World Record for taking the most hits to the face with a wet sponge in 30 seconds.
Oof.
So what's happened is, he's got a friend who has been stood about 2 metres or so away from him with a whole load of sponges and has just been pelting them at his face, and they've counted how many have hit him in the face in 30 seconds, and that counts as breaking the Guinness World Record.
What are these guys' names, per chance?
David Rush was the man who got hit by the sponge. Jonathan Hannon was the man who threw the sponges.
I'm familiar with these guys. So have you read anything about these two dudes?
No, I don't.
Okay,
are these, like, famous people?
No,
should I know
not,
these people?
Not at all. What they've been doing is those two have been stuck in lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order...
Much like everyone else in the world.
Yeah, but they wouldn't normally, these two particular dudes. And they've decided what they're going to do to kind of use their time, any Guinness World Record that's up for grabs, they'll go for it. Like anything. They were throwing tennis balls into buckets on their head the other day. Then they were doing, quickest beach ball throw.
I love that they've gone for silly Guinness World Records. They haven't gone to, like, try and break Usain Bolt's 100-meter record with, like, months and months and years of training and stuff. They're going, let's just throw some sponges at each other.
Yeah.
Throw a tennis ball or two.
So they reckon now they've got the record for the most beach ball passes in under 30 seconds.
It's weird that we have all these records, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. So, you know, as long as it keeps them occupied, keeps them off the street, go for it.
Well, so the most sponges hit the face in 30 seconds was the record. The old record was 36. Do you want to have a guess on how many sponges they managed to do?
Ooh, 40.
You're close. 43.
Ah, yes, nice. Yep.
So 43 sponges in 30 seconds hit this man, David Rush, in the face. 54 were thrown, but obviously a couple missed. And here's what I want to get around to. So all the credit, at least in all the kind of news reports that I've seen, is going to this guy called David Rush, who is the guy who got hit in the face by the sponge. He seems to be getting all the credit. He seems to be getting all the limelight. All he did was stand there. Old mate Jonathan, whatever his name was, I reckon he deserves more credit, and I realised I've wanting to give him more credit, and I can't remember what his name was, which kind of contradicted myself, but I reckon he should get more credit, because throwing a sponge, like, Simo, I've got one here.
Yes.
I've been kind of trying to think, how do you throw a sponge? Do you go as a frisbee, or do you go like a javelin or a shot put where you spin around and then throw it?
You definitely need to get some rotations up.
Well, you say that, but, I mean, he threw 54 in 30 seconds. That's almost two a second.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do the full rotating thing like they do in the Olympics because you just don't have time.
Or you'd be doing two hands.
Mm.
So you'd do the two-hand frisbee technique. So you'd just be like, it's like serving food.
Well, Simo, we've got a sponge here.
Mm, yes.
Would you like to throw it or shall I?
Nope, I've never touched that sponge as long as it's been in the building.
Well, Simo, just back, you're quite near electronics. Just back a little bit.
No.
And then we'll just do a little bit of a live.
No,
just to see. Come
go
on,
and throw
a sponge at me.
No.
Let me throw a sponge at you. Do you want to throw it at me? Okay, do you want to throw it at me?
No, mate, it's a dirty sponge.
I'm trying to break Guinness World Records. Stop stifling my creativity. I'm going to throw it anyway.
Trouble now. It's Pink.
Simo and Jordan.
Trouble there, Pink on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you, 9:45.
And Simo, with everyone worldwide in lockdown, you might have seen a lot of wild animals that normally live out of the city are making their way back into various cities around the world.
Yeah, lots of them have been rocking up. Mm-hmm. Foxes in England.
Yeah, I think mooses were... deer in London.
The plural of mooses?
My...
I don't know. Not a clue.
No idea what the plural of moose is. If you know what the plural of moose is, give us a call, 645-17977.
Moosey.
But yes, I wanted to bring up another animal that has made its way into a major city.
Mm.
And this one is, I'm going to say weird for a couple of reasons. Number one, it is a bit of an odd-looking animal. The animal's a bit odd to start off with.
Mm.
And number two, this is 100% not where I expected these animals to be native to.
Okay.
So what has happened is a whole load of flamingos have rocked up in Mumbai in India.
Ah, our pink feathered friends. Really? Fancying a curry?
Well, I don't know. Like, I didn't think that... I mean, animal knowledge, not gonna lie, not great.
Yep.
I don't know a lot.
Mm.
But I didn't realise that flamingos were native to India. Because I've seen the pictures, there's a whole load of them. They're actually turning Mumbai pink, the flamingos.
So they've rolled into that city.
Yeah.
Wow. Because that's quite a big city, isn't it?
It's huge.
Wow. So is there numbers for these flamingos?
No numbers, because obviously everyone's inside in lockdown, so they can't go out and count them. But there is a whole load.
Very difficult. If there's a lot of them, that's one flamingo.
Hmm.
Wait, is that the same? Was that the same one?
Can all the flamingos just stay still, please?
Yeah, can you just... You go over there. It's like, instead of counting sheep, they'll be counting flamingos.
Well, Simo, I've got a picture here. I'm showing you now of it now.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I did print it off in black and white, so kind of the picture doesn't really...
Do it justice.
It doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't show that they're pink, obviously. But Simo, I want to find out more about flamingos, so I thought we'd cross live to the Simo and Jordan flamingo expert.
This just in, more than 150,000.
150,000 flamingos.
Yeah.
Gee, someone has been counting them. So Simo, I wanted to cross live to the Simo and Jordan flamingo expert.
Oh, yes.
We've actually got him live in the studio here.
Yep.
Simo, it's you.
Yes.
You actually know a lot about flamingos, which is... kind of weird.
Yep, they are fast becoming the noble bird of which I know the most about.
So, Simo, did you know that flamingos were native to India?
They are now.
You knew now. You knew immediately after I mentioned that they were native to India.
I mean, they clearly are. There's 150,000 of them over there.
Simo and Jordan.
Gabriella, chill me, sweet about me, Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out on the way to 10 o'clock. And have you been known to have a flutter on the Melbourne Cup or have a wager from time to time, Jordan?
Simo, I think you know the answer to this.
That would be a yes.
Correct.
That'd be a hard yes. I've only ever gambled on one horse. He got scratched before the jump, got my money back.
I don't know if that counts as you're winning because you haven't lost anything. I think count that as a win.
It was a grey horse. His name was
Grey Horse
Jack Bauer after the 24. You ever watched that TV series?
Nah.
So I was like, oh, hell yeah. And then he got scratched. I was like, this is the best.
All right. And Simo never gambled again.
No, I haven't. Haven't needed to.
I mean, fair enough. You're still winning.
Yeah. So what about the Kentucky Derby? Is that something you've ever cast your eye upon?
No, what is that? So that's the big American version of the Melbourne Cup horse race, correct?
Like it's the race that stops their nation rather than our nation. Although all nations...
I think that's what it says on the posters over there. It's the race that stops our nation.
All nations are stopped, though, so they're not going to do it at the moment.
Does every single nation have, like, a horse race? If we just crossed it, like perhaps today the Nairobi race that stops a nation is happening.
So,
I mean, probably not because of COVID-19, but it could be.
Typically, the Kentucky Derby runs the first Saturday in May.
Mm-hmm.
However, it has been canned, so they've been putting their thinking caps on. They're like, oh, hell, what are we going to do? And what they've come up with is they've actually gone and had a look at their history books for when the race has been cancelled in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And what they worked out that is in 1945, right? Yeah. Because a bit of World War's going on. They were like,
that's a fair enough reason to just put a hole in the race.
What they decided to do is they came up with the Kentucky Turtle Derby.
Okay.
Oh, yep. It's exactly what you think.
So they just got turtles. I assume it wasn't the full. I mean, I don't know how long the Kentucky Derby is, but normally horse races are quite long. They're like 2 kilometres or something like that.
Mm.
What, and, you know, horses can run in maybe, I don't know, 5 minutes or whatever. I don't think a turtle would be able to run a 2 kilometre race.
It'd take a hot minute. So
it would take a lot more than a minute. It would take months.
The journal headline from 1945 reads, 167 turtles arrive for races Saturday. And around 6,500 fans rocked up to see this turtle race.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've decided to bring it back.
So hang on, so the Kentucky Derby, so they can't have thousands of fans there to celebrate the horse race.
That's right.
So they're doing a turtle race instead.
Without the fans, so it's going to
okay,
be...
Okay, I was going to say, I mean, I think they've missed the point here, but yep. No, without the fans, okay.
Yeah, so the event's going to go down like this. 20 turtles herded into 7 qualifying races, and the winners go on to compete in a 20-metre finale.
Oh, that's going to be tense.
Brilliant.
So, Simo, at the start of this, we found out about your gambling habits, gamble responsibly, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Any chances of casting an eye over the field in the Kentucky Turtle Derby?
Geez, I'm kind of thinking about
seeing if there's a turtle that takes you...
Names are pretty good.
Oh, good. Do you have turtle names?
I do, yep. Okay, so you can invest in Sir Hyde's a bunch, American Taruga.
Okay.
Galapago. Or you can also have a flutter on Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, or Raphael, maybe.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They're
genius.
They're not actually in the...
I was about to put my money on Raphael.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.